Welcome to the 10-10 visualization process. Moving from depression to happiness in your daily life. Sit in a comfortable position. Keep your arms and legs crossed. Put a tiny smile on your face. Close your eyes and start to think the word yes. Say the word yes over and over and over as you take a very deep breath right now and hold it. While you're listening to my words and beginning to feel more relaxed, notice that you have the slightest feeling of peace. And blow out that air. Blow out the air in your lungs and slowly, deliberately, and with intention, just relax every muscle in your body. Now take another deep breath and I want you to hold it. Keep holding it while you realize that the purpose of this exercise is to let the feelings of gratitude and happiness back into your life. Blow out all the air very slowly and just feel yourself relaxing. Breathe normally for a second and just realize that over time and with practice, like a butterfly, you will emerge from your cocoon and start actually feeling positive emotions during this visualization. Let my words give you a glimmer of hope. Just say to yourself, yes, this is true. Over and over, say it, yes, this is true. I will begin to feel positive emotions. You will learn to feel positive emotions and take back control of your mind and your life. So take another deep breath right now, and I want you to hold it. Hold it while you listen to these words. Though you will be relaxed, with daily repetition, you will experience a calm exhilaration, a peaceful anticipation. A stirring of excitement will build within you as you learn how to acknowledge just how perfect your life already is. Let all your breath slowly, deliberately release. Feel your body tingle. Feel your body relax. Let your shoulders drop. And just feel your body saying, listen to my voice and just let go of everything. Take another deep breath in and I want you to hold it. Hold this one longer than all the others. Hold it while you listen to my voice. With practice, you will begin to feel good. As you feel good, you become more attractive, more assertive, more energized. As you practice feeling good over and over, your goals, your objectives, and your dreams begin to manifest into your life slowly but surely. Blow out all the air in your lungs and just realize that your life is turning around right now. Even if it sounds far-fetched in this moment, your intuition will begin to validate these claims. Over time, not right away, but steadily, with practice. Continue to take slow, steady, deep breaths throughout the entire process. And any time your mind wanders, simply take a deliberate, long, slow, deep breath and bring your attention back to your breath. Let's try it now. To begin the 10-10 visualization process, Let's set some intentions together. The following statements will clear the way for your good feelings to come more easily. Maybe not at first, but over time, rest assured, you will begin to feel positive emotions in your mind. Repeat the following statements after me. Any and all negative energy attachments are now dissolving and clearing. Keep repeating what I say to prepare for the 10-10 visualization process. The atmosphere around me is purified and blessed. I am in harmony with all that is in my highest good. I am now asking any energy that is not in my highest good to please leave my life forever. I am now asking any person in my life to bring me positive emotions or leave my life forever. I am now asking every place in my life to bring me positive emotions or leave my life forever. I am now asking everything or object in my life to bring me positive emotions or leave my life forever. My environment is free from negative energy. I am now sending positive energy into my environment. And stop repeating after me, and I want you to take a deep breath and I want you to hold it. And in a moment, I'm going to ask you to blow this breath out. And as you do, I want you to visualize sending energy, positive energy, into everyone and everything in your life. And it doesn't matter how it looks or how it feels or how you see it, I just want you to do it. Blow out the breath now and transmit pure positive energy into everyone and everything in your life. With each time you practice this exercise, the people in your life, the environment and objects in your life will be cleansed of negative energy and infused with positive energy. See that in your mind. Now that you have prepared your mind and body, let's do the 10-10 visualization process together. And it begins with gratitude. So let's start with some very basic gratitude. Studies show that gratitude has a profound positive impact on your mood and your overall well-being. The more you practice gratitude, the better you will feel. So let's start by being grateful for the device that you are listening to this visualization on. Take a moment to acknowledge, well, this is one good thing I have in my life. Generate the feeling of gratitude best you can right now. Next, I want you to acknowledge yourself for listening to this recording. Most people don't buy the recording, let alone listen to it. Obviously, you are committed to making positive changes in your life, so acknowledge yourself for attempting to make positive changes in your life. Do it now. Acknowledge yourself. Obviously, you have a computer or you had a computer in order to find me. Give thanks for the computer you had or you have now. Practice being grateful. Even if it's old or slow or out of date, at least you could access this information. Practice being grateful for that right now. Keep breathing Take long, slow, deep breaths. Now let's expand. Who are you grateful for in your life, past and present? Who are the people that have contributed to you or made a difference for you? Just be grateful for them right now. What objects or possessions are you grateful for? Don't take things for granted. Think about all the items you have in your life that will make your life easier. Practice being grateful. Be grateful for all the things you have in your life. Even if you're resigned and cynical about this process, do it anyway. Literally just be grateful because I told you to be grateful. That will work. Be grateful for the water that you have. Be grateful for the earth, the sky, the air, the clouds, plants, flowers, buildings, your environment, the dwelling that you get to live in, whatever transportation you have. Take another deep breath in right now and hold it as long as you can. I want you to take a negative situation in your life and I want you to turn it into a positive right now. Even if the positive seems ridiculous or childish, shallow, or unintelligent, declare something positive in a negative situation in your life right now. Release the negative situation right now. Put the situation into a balloon in your mind. And now let that balloon go, release it, and let it float away. Even if it doesn't feel like you are removing the negative and accepting more positive each and every time you do this exercise. Take another deep breath and hold it as long as you can. And just take a moment and review all the things that you are grateful for today. Now let's turn a corner and begin to focus on what you want in your life. The more you focus on what you want, the more you get what you want. The more you focus on what you don't like, the more you get what you don't like. You are the creator of your experience, which means you determine how you will experience your life. With time and practice, you can make your life what you want it to be. And you'll never master this. No one ever does. So be easy on yourself. You will be forever creating more. Never quite there. Everything takes longer than we could expect. So if you could have your physical body be any way that you wanted it to be, what would that be? Visualize it now. See yourself exactly as you want your body to be. If you could control your mind and ultimately control your life, visualize how that would look. How would you feel? What would you experience if you had total control? If your relationships with people and family members were exactly the way you wanted them to be, how would that look? How would it feel? How would you behave? How would they behave? See what you want to have happen. Don't worry about focusing on problems. Focus on the results. You can focus on the problems later. Focus on what you want right now. How do you want your relationships with people to be? See that. If your social life was the way you wanted it, how does that look? Visualize it. See it. Feel it. If you were enjoying more recreation in your life, what would you do? See yourself doing that now. If your love life was exactly the way that you wanted, how would that look? What would be happening? Remember, there's no need to focus on the problems now. You have plenty of time the rest of your day to do that. This is the time for focusing on what you want. What do you want your love life to be? If your financial situation was exactly the way that you wanted, how much more money would you make every month? How much would you save? How much more would you be enjoying your life and recreation? See yourself right now with that much money. Feel what it would be like. See yourself paying for the things you want. Feel what that would be like. Now take a long, deep breath and hold it again. Hold it as long as you can and think about all the things in your life that you want and think about your life being the way that you want it to be. Now let's complete this 10-10 visualization process with a final clearing of any negative residue in your mental state. Just think these thoughts with me as I say them. I am not a victim of my circumstances. I am the creator of my experience. That doesn't mean I'm the creator of life. That means I get to decide how I feel and what I experience at any given time. I release all victim energy. Take a deep breath and focus on what you want. I don't hold on to grudges any longer. Grudges are like picking up a hot coal to throw them at somebody else. It only hurts me. I am not committed to being in a negative state. Even though I feel myself going there automatically sometimes, my goal is to catch myself in the act and divert my attention. I am committed to feeling good and being in harmony with all of life. It's not easy. But that's my goal. I release grudge energy. I do not allow myself to go into any energy of hatred. Sometimes I go there, but I quickly realize that this is not the energy I'm committed to. I let go of hatred energy I realize that everybody is doing the best they can. It's not up to me to determine how people should behave or how life should go. I am practicing being at peace with my life the way that it is. I am practicing allowing life to be exactly the way that it is, and then making the best of the situation. I release my greed. I am not in a state of lack. I may not have the money that I want. I may not have the things that I want. But that doesn't mean that I'm in a state of lack. That simply means I'm in a state of desire. I want more than I have. This is a normal position to be in. My needs are in the process of being met. And my basic survival needs are being met now. Everything beyond that is a bonus. Therefore, I acknowledge that I have lots of bonuses in my life now, and I'm looking forward to a lot more. I release my fear of not having enough. I release my greed. Sometimes my beliefs no longer work for me. Therefore, I release unusual laws that do not work for me. I examine whether my beliefs work for me or not. I do not hold myself or others accountable to agreements that they never made. I release myself from any and all unreasonable laws. I release myself from unusual or unreasonable beliefs, ideals, standards, or principles that do not work for me. I release victim energy. I release grudge energy. I release hatred energy. I release greed energy. I release unusual or unreasonable laws. Say this with me. I am 100% whole and complete within myself right now. Now, as you come back to normal consciousness, take a moment to notice how you feel right now. Notice that you are in a calm, peaceful state, which is relative, so everyone is different. Notice that you are more peaceful than usual. This has been a powerful, life-transforming session. All is well. Feel that. Set aside some time to do this exercise every day.